Harper led the way. By the time they reached the lift at the end of the corridor, they could all hear sounds from outside. "Is that thunder?" Matt's mother wondered. But even as she spoke, there came the sound of a staccato burst of gunfire. "That's Mr. Smith," Robin told her. Klein had his hand to his ear and was talking quietly but urgently into a microphone on his lapel.
"What's going on?" Harper demanded.
"Some sort of raid," Klein said. "They're armed, and they know their business. We won't be able to hold them off for long."
Harper pulled a mobile phone from his pocket. On its screen, Matt could see the red thermometer showing the progress of his code.
"You don't have to hold them off for long," Harper snapped. "Just a few minutes." "That may not be possible. I don't have many men, not enough to withstand a full-scale assault."
"Then we'll get to some reinforcements," Harper said. "Come on, we'll take the stairs."
The sound of explosions and gunfire was louder as they hurried down the narrow, winding staircase, with Klein waving his gun to encourage them. "Who are they?" Matt asked Robin. She shrugged. "CIA, SAS, whoever he could find and persuade to help." "I should have stayed at school," Matt muttered. But even when they paused at the ground floor and a bullet ripped past his ear, taking a chunk out of the stonework behind him, he knew he didn't mean it. Klein let loose a burst of machine gun fire in return, and then they were off again, almost falling down the stairs in their enforced haste.
"What is going on, Matthew?" his mother asked.
She sounded like she believed it was all his fault.
"I don't have a clue," he lied. "Ask Dad."
His mother grunted, stumbling down another step in her stiletto heels.
"Might have known he'd be behind the problem," she said.
But to Matt's surprise, she added wistfully,
"I do hope he's all right."
The young guard that Robin and Matt had bluffed their way past was back in the doorway. He glared at them, and Robin winked at him. Klein stopped to give him new orders, then continued to herd Matt, his mother, and Robin through into the amphitheatre.
"Well, I never knew this was here,"
Matt's mum said, as they emerged into the bright artificial light at the end of the passage.
"Probably why your father came,"
she confided to Matt, before being prodded forward by Klein's gun. She glared at the skull-faced man.
"I never liked you," she told him.
"Mom," Matt said. Despite everything, she was embarrassing him. How did she manage to do that? Even here, even now. Dad seemed rather more surprised to see his ex-wife than he had been to see Matt. She glared at him, but only for a moment. Then they embraced. Matt looked away.
"Just good friends," Robin asked quietly.
"Oh, they love each other," he told her. It hadn't occurred to him till then, but now it seems so obvious. "They just can't live together, that's all. They get on each other's nerves so much."
"Can't believe that," she said, watching as Matt's parents disentangled themselves and his dad introduced his mum quickly to Julius Venture.
Harper ignored them. He clapped his hands together like a pianist about to give his greatest ever concert and seated himself at one of the computers.
"Now then," he declared.